Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Appreciate that, Evan. You queued it up just perfectly. That guitar for Crazy on You, I think, is a fitting introduction to this segment that we're going to talk about here, Matt, because it seems like there's going to be some crazy in town for the Wisconsin GOP convention that is taking place here, right kind of in our backyard, not too far from the Devil Radio Studios, Solidarity Realty Studios, excuse me, where we broadcast here for Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM. You're also listening to the fine program on the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha. But Matt, there's going to be some interesting votes taking place at this convention. Which one kind of jumps out to you? Because I know there's a few of them really jump out to me. But I'd love to hear your thoughts on which ones caught your eye.
Yeah, I looked at some of the motions that are going to be voted on tomorrow at the Marriott West in Middleton. You know, I'm tempted to go out there just to see if, do they have secret handshakes? Do they have secret salutes? And what are they doing over there? But, you know, I'd rather get a root canal, I think, actually. So some of the things that stood out to me when I read the raft of motions, one is no citizenship for babies born in the United States to undocumented people. This is in grotesque violation of the 14th Amendment.
Yep.
Any baby born in the United States under the 14th Amendment is a U.S. citizen. They want to get rid of that. There's also something in there which I think they need to reconsider given the way the U.S. Supreme Court is going. Since they have the U.S. Supreme Court in their pocket, the right wing does, there's a motion to say the Supreme Court's not the law of the land.
Yeah.
This must be a leftover from prior Republican conventions.
But I saw that one and I thought, I was like, that is an interesting, but to be fair to the GOP convention that's taking place, it seems like any member of the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin could submit these. And so it seems like it's kind of just anything from anywhere, kind of. There's some pretty wild ones out there, and I encourage listeners in the audience, if you want to see, granted, 2 years ago the Republican Party nationally took the decision to go no platform. They didn't vote on a platform. They voted for Donald Trump, and that's what it was. And this is almost just as fascinating to me, because they are going to be voting on all of these proposals, and which one of these proposals make it through this convention vote is going to be very telling to where the Republican Party of Wisconsin is after this weekend.
Right, because some of the motions are traditional, you know, big business Republican stuff.
Claim,
you know,
to be small government.
Cut taxes, cut regulations. A lot of it is ALEC stuff from the American Legislative Exchange Council, mm-hmm. you know. But there's also this Trump nuttiness, like prosecute doctors who didn't prescribe ivermectin to people who wanted it when they were in the hospital. That's one of the motions there. They have a motion to prosecute anyone who recommends or medically treats a minor with hormones to transition. This is the anti-trans mm-hmm. motion that's on the floor.
That was one of the more disgusting ones that I saw in there.
And then there's a 1950s feel about this, where they use the word Marxist at least twice in the motion, in the motions that I read, you know, as though Marxists are taking over the country somehow. So it's kind of a real warped world to look at if you look at the motions that they'll be discussing.
Yeah, it's a little terrifying, though, as well, because it's like this is very well could be where the state party is. And there's a lot of calls out there. One of the loudest ones that I hear from time to time, Matt Flynn direct here, 6 to 8 a.m. on Devil Radio and the Shaw. Matt talks about how it's important to have a healthy Republican Party, though. And this, to me, these proposals that we're seeing that the state party is going to be taking up this weekend do not indicate a healthy Republican Party to me. There are some pretty out there proposals, and I'm hoping that they get voted down, because that's not where I believe a lot of individuals that identify as Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin want to see their party's priorities. It's,
you
know, not.
And it's not within the mainstream of this state either. I mean, they're totally anti-abortion under, I believe one motion is under all circumstances. Life begins at conception. That's one of the proposals. They're against universal background checks, which 90% of Wisconsinites are in favor. They're against, red flag laws, which I think 80% of Wisconsinites are in favor of. They want to destroy, one motion wants to destroy the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which I think that one's going to pass, actually.
I have a feeling that one will pass as well, because there's a number of the gubernatorial candidates running in the Republican primary that also want to adopt that policy. And so it seems like that is where a majority of these primary voters are, and these convention goers are, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's going to be an endorsement that comes out of this convention for the gubernatorial primary, right?
There will be an endorsement, yeah. And I know that Rebecca Clayfish, I went to her website, she's begging everyone to, you know, bring your signs, vote for me at the convention, all this stuff. But yeah, all the Republicans running for governor want to destroy the WEC, except for Michaels, who wants to fire all the commissioners, fire all the staff, and suspend all the guidances from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And Rebecca Clayfish said, basically, you're a coward, you didn't go far enough. So, I mean, that's what's happened to the Republican Party right now. I mean, there's no, it's just a race to the right and a race to Trump land.
Yeah, it seems like there's a pretty far stretch to the right on this one. And it's going to be interesting to me to see where the state convention comes down on their nomination process as well, because some of the candidates wanted to do away with the nomination. Some of them, and one of the other interesting aspects that I saw from Michaels, he wants to move the primary up. So the primary here in Wisconsin, the primaries take place in August, typically before a November election. Michaels is saying, no, we should bump it up to the April primary, like when we do our state spring generals.
I actually don't think it's a bad idea.
I don't think it's a bad idea either, but I find it fascinating that the last candidate in the race that would not have actually been in the race had the time that election taken place, if we use this cycle as an example, wouldn't have even been in the race.
Hell, he was still on Clayfish's campaign
committee. He was still advising Rebecca Clayfish's campaign. So there's some interesting ones there. Like you said, I don't disagree with maybe having an earlier primary. I don't think that's a problem, but it seems like more of these proposals that are coming out and going to be voted on this weekend are a little bit more out of la-la land than good proposals, like, say, bumping up the primary date.
And I also think, you know, they're going to be pushing Ron Johnson. You know, one of the motions is we applaud Ron Johnson for defending our values. I mean, it's going to be a Ron Johnson love fest over there.
Yeah, I believe there was one of them talking about how good he was for the vaccine as
on
well.
On COVID, yeah.
And there was a story out earlier this week that in the state of Wisconsin, had the COVID-19 vaccine not been so politicized, I believe about 5,400 more Wisconsinites would be alive today.
Yeah, and that's just criminal.
So it's strange to me that they're going to applaud that and Senator Ron Johnson's efforts around that when 5,400 Wisconsinites were lost because of the politicization of COVID-19 vaccines here in our state.
Yeah, and some of their blood's on Ron Johnson's hand, Donald Trump's hand.
Yeah. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you missed any portion of the show, you can go check out the podcast, because Brian was out today, but we were filled with some fine guests, Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and Sean Fetaplace of Main Street Alliance. So you're going to want to go check out the conversations if you missed any portion of it. DevilRadio927.com. Matt, really appreciate you joining me this afternoon. I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll have you back on soon when Brian's back as well.
Thanks a lot, Luke. A lot of fun.
Have a great weekend, everyone. Devil's Advocates are coming up next, so stay tuned. You're listening to Devil Radio 92.7 FM in Madison and the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha.